Happy October, Schmamers, and welcome to this special solo edition of Schmame Over. As many of you know, I have decided to take a 31 Days of Horror challenge, which I posted about over on the website. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch, read, or play something horror-related every day for the month of October. I'm doing this kind of as an experiment to see how horror affects me and what prolonged exposure to the horror genre as a whole will do to someone. And also just because I really like horror and want an excuse to consume more of it. What this podcast is sort of a state of being podcast for me. I'm going to ask myself a few questions to just get a general assessment of my mental state, my physical state, and how I feel about horror as a whole and kind of what I expect to get out of this. I'm going to do this today. So this is being recorded on October 2nd. So I'm actually one day into the challenge because I watch stuff at night. And then I'm going to do one on the 16th, a little over halfway through the challenge, and then one on the 31st, although it'll probably go up on the 1st of November, as a wrap-up to see how I feel about everything. I honestly have no idea how this is going to turn out. I think it largely depends on the quality of the horror things I indulge myself into. I fully expect to be more scared by the video games than I do anything else, but I will be streaming those, so you'll all get to see my reactions to those. And it also depends on outside factors, like if I decide to leave the lights on or, do it in pitch darkness or if my dog's with me because, that can be a big comfort or if I'm alone by myself, if all the doors are open or closed, there's all sorts of stuff that I can't control. But I'm going to try and make it as hard on myself as possible, but we'll see. So let's go ahead and get to the questions because you guys don't need to listen to this for a long time. And right now, honestly, it's not going to be terribly exciting. So question number one is, how do I feel mentally and physically? Obviously, we're starting in a baseline here, so I feel pretty good. A little nervous about where this is going to go, but otherwise, I'm happy, I'm upbeat, I have a lot of energy, I'm sleeping well. No lingering mental issues, nothing like that. Everything, as far as I'm concerned, is fine. I have a good life, I have my health, I'm happy with everything that's going on right now. So I would say that on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like abject terror and my mind is shutting down from all the horrible things going on, and 10 being as perfect as a human being could possibly hope, I'm hovering somewhere between a 7 and an 8. So that's a pretty good baseline to start with. Question number 2 is, why do I like horror? I like horror largely because it's one of the easiest genres to get something really intense out of. Like, you can get really intense experiences out of any, sci-fi, romance, blah, 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 blah. You can get these things. But it's a lot easier to just get really big emotional highs out of these things. And I find that really interesting of just how quickly you can go from being in some horror movies being like, this thing's totally ridiculous, to like hiding under your covers and never wanting to come out ever again. And that experience is really interesting to me, just experiencing it. It's the same reason that I hate watch movies and things like that. Just the amount of emotion that something like this can elicit in me, I find fascinating, and I like experiencing it, even if the time, I'm terribly scared. Plus, you could also make the silly, I don't particularly subscribe to this argument, but it is there that by exposing myself to all this adrenaline and terror and horror, if I do encounter something horrifying in real life, I will be more prepared for it because my body is used to feeling like this. I don't know how much faith I put in that, but if it's true, well, kudos to me. Whenever the inevitable zombie apocalypse happens, I will be more prepared than the rest of you. And question number 3, what does horror mean to me? Horror is, what it means to me is that it's something that is intentionally trying to evoke fear, dread, or despair out of a human being. It's not supposed to be, true horror is not supposed to be something that makes you get grossed out or makes you feel really uncomfortable, though it can do those things. But there's a fine difference between something like Saw or Hostel, where you're uncomfortable and scared because of goriness, just people mutilating each other and things like that. That's a different kind of emotion and experience than what horror is, which is psychological, like having your brain convince you that terrible things are going to happen to you, even though there's no logical reason for that to exist. Being convinced that the open door by where your washer and dryer are was closed 5 minutes ago, even though it was open, your brain has convinced you that it was closed or was open. Like things like that. The more insidious psychological things that keep you up at night, like seeing a dude get his leg horribly cut off, is gross and disturbing, but it's probably not going to keep you up until 3 a.m. wondering if that sound you just heard was your dog barking or if it was the vampire, werewolf, demon from hell coming to eat your face. So that's what I think horror is. Hopefully that definition will remain consistent and it doesn't turn into something along the lines of the worst thing ever, I hate you forever, but we'll see. I don't really have anything else to say right now. Like I said, this was just going to be a short little podcast. I feel pretty good about everything. Like I said, I'm hoping that this experiment bears interesting results. I have, like I said, this is going to be my second day today. Last night I watched VHS 2 and The Bay, both of which were pretty mediocre. They had a couple of good jump scares at times and some freaky imagery, but nothing that really set me off, so... You know, when I was done with the movies, I just got in bed and went to sleep. Probably mostly because the movies were bad, but probably also because I was really tired. But nothing like... I had a very brief moment when I was in my bathroom in the dark where I was like, oh, this is kind of creepy, and felt a little dread. Then I turned on the lights, and I was fine, and I got into bed and curled up with my girlfriend and my dog and passed right the fuck out. So day one, not feeling, you know, the horror movie didn't really do anything to me. I honestly had forgotten I watched a horror movie until I started thinking about this podcast for the day. So there you go. But you know, we'll see. I will see all of you in about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. Of course, the regular podcast is still going to be going on, so heaven only knows what I'm going to be like on those. But, until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening.